Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The message this morning is from our Old Testament reading, and we hear these words again. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercy never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone in silence when it is laid on him. Let him put his mouth to the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him give his cheek to the one who strikes, and let him be filled with insults. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he will not afflict or grieve the children of man. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord of God, as the text says, is loving in nature. And out of that love, he was compelled to create man in his own image. And he creates order for man. And man receives God's love not because man was made good and the Lord is amazed by man, but because God is love. That is his proper work. He loves, and his love creates. So he creates man without no merit, and he gives love to man without his merit. And in that order, as God creates, he creates this relationship which we understand as parent and child. As we raise our children or get raised by our parents, we see this image of love that God created, though we don't have it perfect like God does. Man, as children of God, would often sin. Man is to be instructed by his Lord, learn from him. And so also parents are to teach their children, instruct them in the knowledge of God and his wisdom, in a fear of him. So Hebrews tells us that the Lord disciplines who he loves. But no discipline is pleasant. No judgment is harmless. The parents would not discipline their child just because they feel like it. The Lord doesn't discipline you just because he feels like it. It doesn't come out of nowhere. The Lord disciplines out of love. And then when he disciplines, he doesn't want his children to learn the hard way. He doesn't let you go out and about and learn for yourselves what not to do. Adam and Eve always got a warning. The Lord told them that they shouldn't eat of the fruit. But in their free will, they decide to do it anyway. They decide to choose this hard way, but the Lord has warned them. Again, in the text, God does not afflict or grieve anyone just because he feels like it. For his other nature, his other work, which is known as alien work, is to judge and punish, because the sin, the disobedience that Adam and Eve committed cannot go unpunished. So he will discipline them out of his love. So Adam and Eve would see this anger of God, would see his wrath, but God's wrath is never out of love. Our Lord always operates out of his proper work, that is love. So he's going to instruct and have Adam and Eve learn the hard way. He does this because God is holy. The Lord is holy, and in his holiness, he is just and he is righteous. So now all children of God would know what it means to be disciplined in the way of the Lord. So the text would say, for those who seek him, he does not discipline in his wrath. Rather, he would show us this kind of love that he has. It is not an abstract that we have to think about. It is something that we will see. It is someone that we will have. So Adam and Eve would receive God's word as he commanded them, you will die. And they wanted to see what death is like, learn the hard way. Therefore, Adam and Eve has to live a life outside Eden, life that is uncomfortable. And that is our life, an uncomfortable way where we experience discipline because of sin. Vicarage is set up in this way, that the vicar would come out for a year, learn from his supervisor what not to do, so that he doesn't have to be learning the hard way when he comes into the ministry. But yet, some vicars still choose to learn the hard way. It is like a child listening to their father or mother not to do something. The parent would warn them, don't do it, you'll get in trouble. Don't do it, I will confiscate. You'll get grounded. You'll have your screen time taken away from you. Or you're going to be timed out. Whatever your timeout in life is, the sinner does not listen. It's like he doesn't believe that the Lord would do this thing. Adam and Eve wouldn't believe that they would get kicked out of Eden. And so are the people of Jerusalem, the people of Judah. They did not believe what Jeremiah was warning them about. Jeremiah warned them about the judgment of the Lord. The prophet would tell them that there will be destruction because of their idolatry, because of their disobedience, for their Lord is a jealous God and is jealous out of love for them. For them, they will not receive the full wrath of God, that is his proper work to destroy and punish his wrath where there is no hope. But your Lord disciplines with hope. So Jeremiah says to the people that God would use Nebuchadnezzar, referred to as my servant, to bring upon judgment upon Judah. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, they said to him, because you have not obeyed my words, behold, I will send for all the tribes of the north, declares the Lord, and for Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, I will bring them against this land and its inhabitants and all these surrounding nations. I will devote them to destruction and make them a horror and a hissing and everlasting desolation. And then he adds, I will banish from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, grinding of the millstones and the light of the lamp. The whole land shall become a ruin and a waste, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon for 70 years. The Lord warned them, and they chose to do it anyway, so they are being timed out for 70 years. I've never been timed out, so I don't know what goes through the mind of a kid when they face that wall or that corner. The truth is we only realize the value of something when it is gone. So in the Lamentations chapter 3, after lamenting about his sorrows for two chapters, Jeremiah speaks about hope. He realized the beauty of the temple of Jerusalem, the beauty of the city. It was church and there was food. And now they have to starve, and there is no church anymore. Can you imagine what kind of chaos has to happen for this church to be gone, can you imagine what kind of chaos has to happen for you not to have a place of hope where you can find some comfort, where you can be forgiven for what you have done? For those who do not know, who do not seek the Lord, are those who rejected his mercy. Those are those who feel his wrath and does not realize that it is out of love. And when they finally see that it is out of love in Jesus Christ the Lord, they reject him, like they rejected him when he came to be the Savior of the world. Babylonians destroyed everything, and they were in exile. People lost their wives, lost their husband, women mourning over their child's body, and it seems awful, an angry God. But Jeremiah is still there for them, proclaiming that the Lord is steadfast in his love. There is repentance for them, just as there is repentance for us. In the chaos, things are torn apart, but God, showing this love that we can see, he sends his Son to be the shape in blood, flesh and blood for them to be the love. That one, that Son of God, will come, and he will be experiencing the full wrath of God, the one that is not for discipline, the one that is out of anger. That Jesus Christ, who is the embodiment of love, the love of God, will suffer everything. The true wrath of God that you will not experience, that you will never know, because that Jesus Christ who died on the cross has brought you with him in your baptism, so that you can say with Jeremiah, the Lord is my portion. The Lord is my inheritance. And every morning you can pray with Jeremiah that it is a new morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. That every night you go to bed, that you have the confidence that the Lord who died on the cross, he has put to death the sinner that is in you, who refuses to not learn the hard way. So he did that for you, so that you can be renewed and restored like the image of God that you are, so that you may know what your Lord wants for you, and he wants you to be with him. Hear his word again, word of comfort. In this way, it is good for us to baptize our child early. As the text says, it is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone in silence when it is laid on him. The Lord has done that for you. And now the salvation that the text is speaking about, the salvation is here. So you don't have to wait quietly anymore. That you can rejoice with Jeremiah that the Lord will come to restore and there is hope. Like a child who is being timed out, Jeremiah knows that this discipline and is out of mercy and out of grace and out of love. So the child who is being timed out facing the walls knows that his father eventually will put an end to it. And he did. So we are sure this morning that God has sent his Son, the steadfast love, that he comes, that Son comes to be the propitiation for your sin. That Son came to appease that angry Father. That Son is like a brother to you who takes all the blame. I did it. And you, the younger brother, do not receive any punishment. You're Jesus. Took it all on him. Hebrews says, therefore he had to be like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. and that propitiation by blood, which had the Lord stricken and beaten and hung on the cross, is to be received by faith for you. The Lord is your portion. And even though Scripture says, know that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord, your God, disciplines you. We have these key verses of lamentation that you can say every morning. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, and his mercy never comes to an end. See that love here as you put it in your mouth, and enjoy the forgiveness and the restoration that God puts upon you, for you are the child of God, made in his own image. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.